Okay, well, welcome here to this particular breakout. Excited to continue. Obviously, Freddy couldn't find anyone better because I'm doing it twice in a row here, so you're stuck with me. But I'm excited to welcome all of you as community group leaders or others if you've joined this particular session. I'm excited to be here. I just wanted to highlight for those who are going to see this as a recording that a little bit of what I was just chatting about. We had just finished chatting about motivations, what are our motivations for missions, and then we started talking about some practical tips that we need to, that we can employ, top five practical tips that we can employ with the people around us in our city. I don't know if you noticed, but all of those practical tips were locally focused, where we're geographically here. That's because I wanted us to think small instead of thinking big. I wanted us to think small. About instead of this big vague idea is I need to love everybody, to think about who are the people who God has already placed right in front of me, my neighbors or somebody in my social circle that I already know, somebody I work with, to make loving and mission-oriented activity really practical, really hands-on. Now, I want to keep that mindset of thinking small, but I want us to do it in a bigger global sense. Might seem like a bit of a contradiction, but fortunately, I have a way that we can already do this, a way that we're really excited at Northview to bring out shortly. But before I give you that really practical solution in this breakout session, I want to highlight what the problem is. So let me start by asking you a question. How many of the 20 or so couples that we support at Northview for Northview Global Missionaries can you name? And if you can name them, how many do you know personally? And how many personally know you? The reality is that for most of us, that number is small to none. This is a problem, as they are people who are a part of our spiritual family. People who have left everything they know here to go and serve abroad for the sake of the gospel. See, our lack of knowing them, not to mention lack of praying for them frequently, shows a problem in me and shows a problem, I think, in our church in a bigger setting. We have a little bit of a disconnected family. And a disconnected family can lead to a divided family. And we don't want that. That is the problem. So what is a solution that we can get to fix this? The solution that we have is not going to be the big ambitious goal of knowing every one of our missionaries and connecting with them via email. That is going to be too big of a task for most of us. I don't know about you, but when I've received those missions booklets in the past where it highlights all of the missionaries that we have, I start by being encouraged and being like, oh, this is awesome. And then that eventually leads to me being like feeling overwhelmed. Well, am I supposed to pray for every one of them? And then I eventually lead up not praying consistently for any one of them. I want us to start by thinking small. My goal for us as community group leaders is that we would know and that our community groups would know one missionary well and that they would know you well. Just one. I would rather have us know one missionary deeply than know 20 shallowly. With how many people at Northview, we can easily have every missionary connected well into a community group. That should be no problem at all. That is what our solution is going to be. And it's called Global Community Groups, a new initiative that we're rolling out. Let me take a second and explain what exactly global community groups are. Global community groups are designed to connect our global missionaries with our local community groups. Our goal is to have a one-to-one connection, one missionary for one community group, where missionaries are seen as members of that group. Every week, your community group, or every 2 weeks, if that's when you meet, will pray for this missionary, pray for their needs, really invest in them like they were sitting right there. And the missionary, in connecting with you and your group, will send updates to your group, through their prayer letters that they normally send out. Furthermore, once every quarter, that's once every 10 weeks, they will actually Skype or Zoom in so that they can connect with you in person, see your faces, and so be encouraged in that way. We would obviously love that to be more, but the time difference from where our missionaries mostly are and to where we are here just doesn't make that possible. But by connecting with missionaries in this way when they are abroad, and by connecting with them when they are home, we can create real, long-lasting, familial connections. That is how the church should be. It can be a very isolating thing for a missionary to go abroad, leave family and friends, and start again. But it's not just isolating when they're there. It also can be isolating when they come back home. When they come back home and many of the connections that they previously had 20 years ago but no longer do, when they come back on furlough or come back on retirement, they need the support of family and friends to come around them so that they can feel that love. In both of these ways, when they're abroad and when they're back here, we need to step up and show our missionaries that we truly do love them. The primary benefits for our missionaries is that they know that they have a support team. They know the faces of the people who every week will be praying for them. They know that not only when they're abroad are they being covered in prayer, but also when they come back home, the physical things that they need. Like when I come back from a flight, I ask my dad, or now my wife, or my brother and sister-in-law, hey, come and pick me up at the airport. Well, if you're a missionary, you might not have that opportunity to ask those things because you don't have those connections as much. You might be spread all over the world. But you, as a community group, can act like we are called to act as a spiritual family for the missionary in your group. Support them, both emotionally and physically, as they come back home. So the missionary knows that they are prayed for, that they are supported, but the community group actually gets a ton of benefit as well. Missionaries who go abroad, that we send abroad, are some of the most passionate, equipped people for bringing the kingdom of God here and now and overseas. They know the mission better than most. But if all of the people who know the mission are being sent abroad and don't have any connection back in the church, where is the inspiration going to come from? We want the inspiration and the knowledge that our missionaries have to be invested back into your community group. Now, there are examples of groups even doing this. Dave and Marilyn Lick are a couple who had connected with a missionary who really wanted to join a group. And they said, awesome, come join our group. They've been in their group for several years. When they came back on furlough, just this last year during COVID in the summer, came back on furlough, they decided to have a meeting in the park, open air, had the meeting, had worship, and the missionaries spoke at this. And their passion and their knowledge were so intriguing that there was someone who was a Christian who was beginning to fall away from the faith during this time. And he was just a random person walking in the park, and he heard what was going on there, heard the message, heard the music, and he decided to stick around a little bit and just to listen in. And as he did, he was encouraged to actually come and have a conversation. And as he did that, he himself was encouraged to come and actually come to a service that the passion and the knowledge that these missionaries brought actually inspired this particular individual to come to church the next week. We want missionaries to be a part of the group for the sake of the group and for the sake of the missionary. So how can your group actually get connected and do this? Well, it starts by finding somebody who wants to be the point person, also called the advocate for the missionary. Who is this point person? It doesn't take a lot of extra work, but in the same way that having a named person who is the community group leader or community group host, having this point person, this advocate for the missionary, allows everything to be streamlined and allows the information, the updates, and the connection with the missionary to be able to be dispersed in an effective manner. if that is something that you are interested in as community group leaders, or someone you think in your group is really passionate about this, I would love it if you could send me an email. I'm going to be chatting a little bit more about that and have that on the screen for you to see later. But for right now, instead of just hearing me talk about how this is a cool opportunity, I want to invite up Dan and Doris, who are our Northview missionaries. For a long time, they are fantastic people. I've had the opportunity of connecting with them in various ways. Just want to invite them up here and chat with them for a few minutes.
Maybe we'll sit a little closer together. We've been in the same bubble for a long time.
Well, okay, I'll allow that now that you're married here, okay. Awesome. Well, thank you, firstly, for coming out here, for being willing to chat a little bit about your experiences. Just want to know, who are you, and what do you do?
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. Yeah, I'm Dan. I'm locally born and raised here in Abbotsford, and Doris is from Switzerland, where the churches are still open, by the way. Mm. And we serve with an organization called Frontiers, which specifically is focused on church planting among Muslim unreached people groups. So Northview sent me out when I was single in the mid or late 80s to Maldives, a little island nation in Indian Ocean that was 100% Muslim.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met actually in the Maldives. So we met each other, got shortly after that married, had our sons while we were serving there. And then in 1998, we got expelled from the Maldives. Mm. Shortly after, relocated to another predominantly Muslim country in Southeast Asia, where we're still serving now, except we're locked out right now. But that's where our home is for the moment. And we've been there for some years.
Wow, wow. Now, as you went abroad, or even as you come home, are there ever times where you felt isolated as missionaries, isolated from people that you love, isolated because of the nature of being a missionary?
Yeah, for sure. I think all of our workers overseas would have felt isolated at different levels. You know, when you get there, I mean, the culture shock, everything's different.
Hmm.
You're learning language, speaking like a baby. You know, the climate, the food, how people do things, your work. If you're bivocational, for us to get visas, we've had to have business and that.
Hmm.
And so you're largely, and then the stresses and that as well. So not feeling understood by the locals, you know, you enter their world, and that's a big adjustment, but it's very difficult for them to really fully enter your world. So you don't feel understood in a sense. So that in itself tends to make you feel isolated at times.
I think I felt isolated, lonely often, and specifically over maybe holidays, celebrations like Christmas or birthdays, or where you just treasure to be with family and community. And out there, of course, they do not celebrate those kind of, many of the celebrations. But also giving birth was difficult, being out alone, have not family, community, friends around that support you and are with you. And for me personally, I just missed worshiping together in, you know, being fellowship, where often we go to places where there is no church, but just having church and fellowship and prayer together, that has been sometimes lonely, and doing that alone or as a couple or family.
Yeah, I could totally see that sense of loneliness for the small trips that I've done. I know when I was in Venezuela, I really missed just having those natural conversation with fluent English speakers, right? And to be like, oh, like it's a rejuvenation when you get to have that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And being with people just who believe the same, right?
Yeah,
that is,
totally.
That is missing out there.
Yeah, very much so. Mm-hmm. Very much so. So what would it mean as missionaries for you? I know you'll have some prayer partners and those kinds of things. What does it mean to for you to know that people are praying for you diligently?
I think it makes a huge difference. I mean, for Dad and I, over the years being overseas, we just often looked at each other and said, you know, somebody is praying for us.
Hmm.
When we saw just amazing, unexpected things happening, and we just knew people are praying for us because we could not do this on our own. And I think just knowing that people are praying for us, our family, our ministry, gives us confidence in we're not alone in this. Mm. And that is just essential, I think.
Yeah, I think prayer is crucial. It's like the pointy end of the spear. Nothing really happens without prayer, you know. And I remember it was a couple of highlights was when Northview sent, Darcy led a couple of prayer teams out to us and to encourage us and to meet some of our friends, get to know our situation and that. And I remember meeting with some friends. I kind of introduced him as our imam from our spiritual community at home. Yeah. Coming out to care for us, and so we did prayer walks and you know, some of the things that you mentioned, and that was so powerful, and we enjoyed that so much, and we're really encouraged by that,
Awesome, awesome. Now, what is it about a global community group, about joining that, that would make you excited?
Yeah, we would love to join a community group, a global community group, if somebody would have us.
Just look at it. They don't have one. They're amazing people. I'm just saying these are the kinds of amazing people who we want to stick in your groups.
Yeah, you know, we're part of a mission organization. So, you know, they have training and member care and accountability and that. But we believe biblically the church is the sending body.
Totally.
And so I think it's the most probably practical and personal way to connect with Northview, with the body of Christ here that we're a part of and we're sent from. And I think workers overseas can also bring, like you were mentioning, a kind of a global perspective in God's kingdom, what's happening out there too. Yeah, so we fully endorse it. We're on board. We love it. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. Thanks for coming up. And just highlighting a little bit of who you are. And a very important perspective about global community groups is the missionary side. How do they feel about this idea? So thank you for highlighting that.
Thanks for inviting us. We're honored.
As we continue on to wrap up with my part, I just want to highlight to people that if you are interested in this idea of having your community group go to become a global community group, please message me. My email is shildebrand@northview.org. It should be on the screen as well. If for some reason you don't have a pen to write that down, no problem. You can go on the website as well, and you'll see my email there. But we would really love to have you guys experience the joy of what it means to have a missionary as a part of your group.